thank you, Lord, for up to this point in your house worship. We come for one thing, that is to give you the glory, honor,
yes, Lord.
And the praise.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And Lord, we here.
Yes.
Let you know that we appreciate everything.
Yes.
From last week to this week.
Yes.
And thank you for protecting
us.
Thank you, Lord. From the hand of the enemy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for protecting us from all great harm and danger.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we ask that you will open our ears and hearts. That you will use this old clay vessel to speak to us this morning. In Jesus' name, we ask for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to be us and guide us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Say good morning to all. And here in the house of prayer. God is no short of what he can do.
Amen.
And God do some strange things sometimes.
Amen.
Sometimes we don't even understand. And I want to thank Mother Denise for coming, but I hope she can find a church house that's right to divide the word wherever she's going, up in Arkansas, because you're going to need the Lord. I don't care how pretty you is, how fine you is, how much education you got, you're going to need God. And back in the day when I was in college, I thought I didn't need the Lord. But I had a praying grandma and a praying mom that led me through all the trials that as I can remember. I thought so many, I had so much of friends. They even left. And as I look back today, only Jesus.
Yes, only Jesus.
I say it again, only
Jesus.
Jesus. And I try to be real with him as much as I can because God knows our hearts.
Yeah. Well, yes, he does.
To God here, God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit, to Reverend Carter, Dr. Johnson,
Amen.
To the members here,
Amen.
I greet you in the name of Jesus. And if there be nothing else, let us go to the gospel according to Luke chapter 22.
Amen.
Luke chapter 22.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This company sitting over there. Yeah. It's a blessing to be in the 90s.
Amen.
Cool. Nobody said.
She must have done something that the Lord is keeping her here. Do what you want to say. Luke chapter 22 and verse 1.
Have it say amen.
Amen.
Now the feast of the unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes saw how that they might kill him.
All right.
And they said, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of 12. And they were glad. I'm sorry. And when he went his way, that's what the main verse I'm going to read, and communing with the chief priests and captains, how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and convened to give him money. He promised and sought, she said, opportunity to betray him unto them in absence of the multitude. Then came the day of the unleavened bread, when the Passover must be kept. You may receive in the house of worship. We'll talk about being betrayed. Being betrayed. It's all right to be betrayed by him. But when you be betrayed by your loved one, That's a hard pill to swallow.
Yes, it is.
I don't know about you, but I've been betrayed before. And if I keep living, I'm going to be betrayed again. Likewise, with all of us in here, you don't have to test it. But it is the truth. On this Christian journey, as we have testimonial services, this second Sunday in August, you know and I know that if you serve in the Lord, every day is not going to be sunshine. Every day is not going to be the way you want it to be. And every day we live is not the same. Yesterday is not like today. That lets us know that seasons change and come and go. That also lets us know that there's going to be a time, as I listen at the members say, to make heaven my home. That lets me know that one of these old days, it's going to be an end to my life. And I got to stand for what I have done in this body of mine. I can't stand for the kingdom, and I can't stand for Eugene. I got to stand for my own. And that's something that we know going to happen sooner or later. Hello, somebody. Now here, as we look in the text, I ain't going to be long, but God got a word for us. And I want y'all to keep Pastor Hollison in prayer. The loss of his wife. Many came from far and near. Some of the preachers that I hadn't saw in a while, I didn't stay, but I had to go. But keep one another, as Dr. John said, we need to keep one another in prayer and show the love of Christ to one another. You see, Jesus was loved because the Bible said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. That lets us know that no matter what we do in this life, God loves us in spite of what we do. Even though we might not deceive one of another because of what we do, but God, I say, loves all of us. Even though we sin and we do this, he don't like the sin we do, but he still loves us. The Bible says, as it is pointed unto man wants to die afterward the judgment. But we got to know why the blood is running warm in our veins to show love to one of another. It's not about how I look. It's not about you or I. It's about Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, who hung out on Calvary for you and I. This thing ain't about me and it ain't about you. It's about Jesus the Christ. Hello, somebody. And as we look here, if you go back up a little bit, and you will see that Jesus hung around the Mount of Olives. That was a place where he would take his disciples and he would teach them about the days to come. Because Jesus already knew that he got to leave and go back to where he come from. Seated where he come from, on the right hand of his Father. And the Holy Ghost right there too. They call it the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy. This thing is real, what I'm talking about. And that's all I want to do is be real with God. Because I know that where I'm going, you can't take them cat-lats, and you can't take no money, and you can't take your diamond rings, and you can't take your fortune. You only can take what you came in this world with. Naked you came in this world, and naked. I've learned that. I've learned that whatever I do for Christ is going to last. And God spoke this in my spirit, said, open them doors, Eugene. You is the leader, and I'm going to judge you, not them, because I choose you. They didn't choose you. Money without money, it don't make no difference, because God knows how to bless you. All you got to do is keep your hand and listen to what he has to say. God don't bless disobedience. He blessed righteousness.
to be witness to that, but ask on Saul down in 1 Samuel. God said, I want you to go and kill all the Amalekites. 15th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel. You see that? But now we're in the New Testament talking about Jesus here is heading to Calvary. And one thing about Jesus, New Jerusalem, he gave Judas the money back. Judas was the treasure. Now you ain't gonna get no crook your money to hold. I know I ain't. I don't know about you. But Jesus works the opposite of you and I. He don't work like you work and I. He don't think like I think. He don't do what, because he said, my ways is not your ways. And my thoughts are not your thoughts. As far as Jesus is, well, that's it. So now let's look at the text. It says that, and now they done put him out, Reverend Carter, the church, or the synagogue, or the temple, whatever you want to call it. It's still somewhere where you go and worship God.
You are.
And the Bible said that, and now, that's 22 of Luke, it said, now the feast of the unleavened bread was coming out. That means the Passover. What is the Passover? The Passover was instituted over in Exodus, which means departure in the 12th chapter of the book of Exodus, when God said that Pharaoh killed the young children that was male. I'm going to come back and show him that I'm God, and I'm God all by myself. Hello, somebody. Man, you ain't getting away with nothing when you're doing something crooked to God's people. All you're doing is digging a hole for yourself.
Go ahead.
I know, I think I got some witnesses in here.
Go ahead.
Because the old folks said what goes around, it's sure not going to come around. And one thing I like about it, when you're serving the Lord, you be distinguished. You don't be like others. Not saying you're better than others, but you're going to be distinguished. And somebody's going to say, is there something about that man or something about that woman? I can't tell. You're going to be distinguished. Set apart. Picked on. And picked out. Because God says in his word, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. If God is dwelling in you, and if God has put that anointing on you, you ain't going to be the same. Whatever you touch is going to be blessed. And so Habakkuk, write it and make it plain. Habakkuk, that was the topic this past week that we had our association. And say, in times like this, that was the theme. But let me tell you something. God will let the enemy go so far. Oh, he'll let you go so far, and then he'll step in quicker than you can think.
Yes, sir.
And he'll turn that situation away around. He know how to bless you. He know how to keep you in perfect peace. He know how to keep that COVID-19 from you. Because do you know that everything comes from God, and everything is going back to God?
COVID-19
ain't got nothing on God. Is you crazy? He's showing you now, even if you're vaccinated, you still can be. But if you keep your hand and get on your knees and say, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this body,
you're in tune. Boy, you're in tune.
You're in tune. Oh, yes, she is. Because God got all power in his hand. Biden ain't got no power. Colin Powell ain't got no power.
Trump's
you know Trump ain't got none either. The only power is Jesus the Christ. And as I look in the text, the text says that the Passover was coming now. And you do know that Jesus was a Jew.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, he was.
And it says the unleavened bread. Notice something. They didn't eat the leaven. They ate the unleavened bread.
No crook.
That's right. But they was remembering what God had told them way back yonder from their ancestors to keep it holy, because it is the Passover of what the Lord did. I passed over the house of Israel and jumped over to your inner house when they saw the blood up on the door. Somebody not hear me. See, if you go to Exodus, that means you come, and God will say, whatever the blood is, watch this thing. I'm going to jump over that house. The blood symbolized Jesus Christ. The blood symbolized that blood going to come down
from Jesus Christ's face, and the blood, that's what's going to save us. It happened.
The folks come. Preach.
Yeah.
Boy, you know.
Says to him.
Yeah.
And the chief priest.
Yeah.
And the scribe. In other words, I can put it this way. He got what he wanted.
But
he lost what he had.
Come on, y'all.
Y'all ain't hearing that. He got what he wanted. But he lost.
What he had.
See, a lot of us want to get this and that and this and that, but just don't know. Some of that stuff will burn you. Got what he wanted. But he lost the relationship with Jesus Christ. Go back to Genesis. The Bible says in chapter 3 and verse 6, the Bible says God was walking in the cool of the day. Him and Adam had a relationship. It's in the book, ain't it?
What was you told me?
Yeah!
Come on, yeah.
But they have been dealing with Satan. And when you've been dealing with that old enemy, you ain't going to be the same. You're going to be shamed.
That old Satan.
And they went and hid themselves. Called themselves hiding themselves anyway. And God was steady walking in the school of the day. 3 and 6. Go be easy about being told out. And the Bible say, God said, Adam.
Well, I ain't going to say nothing. Come on here, preacher.
Back to the text. Back to the text. God brought something, ain't he? You can't whoop God. God's hand is too long. You can't beat him anyway. Because he can come in invisible, and he can make himself invisible. This flag we talking about is invisible. God's invisible too. Don't you know that God know all things? The Bible said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, the Word was all things were made by him.
Yeah. The Spirit ain't true. He's Spirit as Moses. Come on here, priest.
Say it. And the chief priest and the scribe. Now notice something. This is the church supposed to be. The crackheads, they're trying to get high. The drunkards, they're trying to get drunk. They ain't worried about no Jesus Christ. They trying to run from him anyway because he's a man of God. They ain't worried about talking about no killing him. It's the church.
That's right. That's right.
It's the church. I
said, I
and some, I ain't talking about nobody but the shoe fever. Some church folk could be so hell to. I've been on this thing 29 years and I saw all kinds of stuff. Especially down in New Orleans. You see all kinds of things that you ain't never saw before. In church and out of church. But let me tell you something. God is no shorter what he says. I'm talking about being betrayed this morning. If you have been betrayed and it's going to hurt you to your heart, turn to God and say, Lord, I need you to strengthen me. I need you to strengthen my mind. I need you to strengthen my all around me because I can't handle what just has happened to me. One of my own kinfolk that hurted me.
Yes, sir.
Why is there my...
That hurts when somebody betrays you.
Yeah.
Yes,
and a stranger come back and tell you what's happened to
you. Yeah.
And you know you ain't told what this certain person. And it's got back and it's all around.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that don't hurt because it hurt me.
Yeah.
It hurt Jesus.
Yes.
Because he was divine and he also was flesh.
Yeah.
And he was perfect. The only perfect man that I know that walked this earth 3.5 years was Jesus Christ.
Hey,
the only one I know that can take your little troubles and turn it around and bless your troubles. The only one that I know can dry the tears from your weeping eyes is Jesus Christ. The only one that I know. Because I've been there and done that. I can't talk about something if I ain't been there. I done been there when I thought I had some friends. But grandmama said, I'm praying for my grandson. He's needing, he's like a ship towing to and fro. Can't see the forest for the tree. And I can remember that Dr. Jones a year ago, that when I come home and I'd be full of that weed and then out that party with Frankie Beverly and Mays down in New Orleans, I come home, I could find my mama and my grandmama praying for me. I thank God for my mama.
Hey!
You thank God. Somebody pray for all of us in here. Not just me, don't look at me. You had somebody to pray for you behind. Let me tell you something. Prayer. Let me tell you something. Prayer is something that God institute between you and him.
Hey.
It's a connection between the vine and him. And see, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch that bears fruit, he's going to do what? He's going to purge it and give you some more. Yeah. See, when you are anointed, you ain't got to tell nobody nothing. They say, well, I want to go over there and stay over there. But God said, preach what I tell you, because this is my word. Heaven and earth going to pass away, but my word stand. No matter how much bills you got to do, no matter how much you got to face tomorrow, children going back to school tomorrow, I told you, I said, look, every day that you leave out this house, don't leave out without prayer. Because you got to pray, and daddy, know that when prayer comes right to the man of bed, look, knowing that when I get down on my knees and pray,
God hears.
Back to the text. Being betrayed. Looking at that third verse where I'm trying to get to 3 and 4. It says, then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot. Now don't forget now, the old folks say the apple don't fall far from the tree, because Simon the leper was his daddy and he was a crook too.
Yes, boy, yes. Boy, you are
a big crook.
Yes, he was.
Tell
the truth. Oh, that scripture. That's nowhere scripture.
That scripture.
Well, look at him like crazy.
Look at him, baby.
Love him.
Because I know I'm just the Holy Ghost, baby.
Crook.
No, it ain't me. Because if it wasn't the Holy Ghost, I sure wouldn't be up in here. But because of God's mercy, and because of his grace, and because of his love for me, and because how he saved me. Because a few years ago I was so sick, I was ready to get departure from this earth. But God stepped in and moved out my way.
Yeah.
I can remember when God told me in a small, clear voice, you keep on preaching my word, and I'll do the rest. See, we got to know one thing. When we do what thus says the Lord, the other's going to be all right. When you do what thus says the Lord, God know how to open some doors that's been closed in your face. God know how to put a smile on your face when you should be crying. God know how to say, this the joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't. Ain't God do it. I said, ain't God good. Dude, you better listen to me, baby. I'm telling you. You better go on down there and find the first church you get to, because them demons going to be coming at you left and right, and I'm not trying to scare you. I'm telling you what I know.
That's true.
Demons say in Matthew chapter 13, they say, when an unclean spirit, no, that's 12, I mean 43. Matthew 12, 46. When an unclean spirit leaves out of a man, he walk in dry places, seeking who he can go back in.
How many?
But the Bible say, when that old demon can't get back in that body, he go to some old demon more wicked than him. You ain't hearing me.
What's it in the voice? Free.
Oh yeah. Satan entered into you. You know Satan don't give a darn about you or me.
No.
I know you know that, don't you? That man don't. That old crazy. Death, his name. They call him Lucifer. They call him Satan. They call him the evil. All that is what? They call him Hades. I don't know what that is. I want to go where some peace is, even though I'm not ready to go, but I heard over yonder there going to be no more tears over there. There going to be no more work over there. There ain't going to be no more bills over there. How you going to pay the utility? How you going to pay your insurance? How you going to, ain't going to be no more. Every day going to be. Every day, when you go to that graveyard and walk out that graveyard, that's only the beginning of life. Because I'm talking about something called eternity. That's where we're going to spend our eternity. Where you going to spend your eternity at? I told a young boy yesterday that I don't worry about what people say about me. As long as I'm doing the right thing to please my Lord and Savior, that's all what counts. And if you come to me right now, whoever it was, I say, I'm still going to give him a cup of water and might buy him a cold drink. Because I know one thing. The Bible says, bless them that curse you.
And pray for those which despitefully use you. Chapter Luke, that's Luke 6, 28. Go easy now. Bless them that curse you and pray for those which despitefully.
Yeah, we told Abraham.
And that's the same one, Luke. Tell him.
Yeah. Back to the text. It says, Reverend Carter, Dr. Johnson Church, you can move him. And when he, being up enough, see,
one thing about Judas, let me show you how Jesus do. She got to learn it. Jesus kept his enemy close
to
him. Don't you think Jesus didn't know who his enemy was? But he still gave him power to go out and heal the sick. In the sixth chapter, in the tenth chapter of Matthew, go read. And verse 8, Judas, right there, casting out demons, making withered hands whole. And he said, whatever house you salute, if they don't salute you, shake the dust off your
feet.
The devil was right there.
Take your glory with you.
Jesus knew who the devil was. Because he said, one of you going to betray me, and one of you going to do.
And they began to question one another about who is he going to deny and who is going to betray him and all this other stuff.
Jesus already knew
who it was, just like you.
He already going to know where you're going to be this time tomorrow. You just got to say, Lord, I'm putting my time, I'm putting myself in your hand because the life that I still got living, and it not might be a lot, but whatever I got left, I'm going to let you use it for your glory. And now I'm going to let you use it, but you can do whatever you want because I know that I trust you. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all, and I like what it says, it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. And he shall. He shall.
He's a word, the Bible says in Psalm 105, 115, he's a, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. And a light unto my path. I heard David say in 119 and verse 9, he said, this is what he said. He said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
Yes,
I called a sheriff yesterday. I said, sheriff, you got some people to talk to up in there. He said, where you at? I said, oh, no, I can't stay up and I got to go. But you got some people. He said, come to my office whenever you get time. What I'm trying to tell you, God will show you faith. When I walked in that church yesterday, everybody know the town over there. That's where I'm seeing. I just heard you on the radio.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 North.